5.
Thank you so much, Aroma of Praise. We appreciate you. Can we please just appreciate the Aroma of Praise today? Come on, please appreciate them. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Are you there? Psalms 30. And we're going to read verses 4 to 5. Are you there? Please, let's read together. Oh Lord. Oh, sorry. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. I've come here by the Spirit of God to let somebody know your morning has come. Praise the Lord. I wish I'll have somebody who will really accept it. Hallelujah. You know, this is the confidence that we have in God. That when you come to God, you don't come to a dead end. That the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom of God, is a gospel of good news. Gospel in itself means good news. Hallelujah. So it's a gospel of hope. Tell yourself, I have hope. I am not at my dead end. Because Christ is in me. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I am God's idea. And God's idea can never fail. Therefore, I will not fail. I will not fall. And I will not falter. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My destiny is unstoppable. My destiny is indestructible. My destiny is non-negotiable. I will rise and I will shine because joy comes in the morning. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you because your word is lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. We thank you because when we come to you, there is always a solution because you are a solution provider. You are an encourager, a defier. Glory be to your name for your word. Spirit of the living God, we thank you because you are already at liberty in this place today. And our hearts are open. Our minds are open to receive from you today. Spirit of the living God, empower us and enlighten us with the word of God today so that we can stand on our feet. Having confidence in God that all things are possible to them that believe. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You may be seated. Hallelujah. There are a few things that I want to share with us from the understanding that David has, because that Psalm 30 is a psalm of David. David himself wrote that psalm. And obviously, what he said, you would know that it is a testimony of someone who has been walking with God and has come to a point of resolution that when God is involved in everything that you do, when you abide by the principles that God has laid down, there is no way you are not going to be a victim. You will never be defeated. Because he has made you more than conquerors. Regardless of what life may bring your way, you are a winner. Praise the Lord. And David put this in words here. And he said, sing unto the Lord. That was the very first thing that he said. Sing. Let somebody say sing.
Sing.
Let somebody say sing.
Sing.
You see, the natural man and in our flesh finds it really very difficult to sing when things don't go our way. The last thing you want to do when situations and circumstances come your way that is challenging, troubling, and disturbing, the first thing you want to do is not to sing. In fact, what wells up in your mind is to say something negative. Do I have a witness in the house? What you want to confess from your mouth is, it is finished. I don't think it can work.
You begin to call your names, call yourself names that God didn't call you. And that's exactly what the enemy wants. He wants us to feel dejected. He wants us to be disappointed. He wants us to stay in the realm of discouragement all our lives and to think that nothing really is going to work out in our lives. We cannot be better than what our past has revealed. But the good news is, glory be to Jesus, because we have Christ in us, He is our hope for a better tomorrow. Hallelujah. The gospel is a gospel of hope. Jesus came to give hope to the hopeless. He came to give joy to the sorrowful. Hallelujah. So there is always a way out with Christ. If you hook up with Him, you will always find a way out. There is always a way of escape. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And He said that, yes, there is no temptation that is in your life that is uncommon to man. Nothing special about what you are going through. It's nothing unique. In other words, people have faced it before. People are facing it right now. And people will still yet face it. Can I hear an amen? So there is no challenge that you and I are experiencing in our lives right now, the Bible says, that is uncommon. He said, it's a common thing. In other case, there is your space, your situation is not special. Praise the Lord. But He said, in all of it, He has already made for us a way of escape. There is always a way of escape. Tell your neighbor, there is a way of escape. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So to escape the things that are difficult, to escape the things, the challenges, the trials that we face in life, our way of escape is who? Is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. A way of escape. And David came to realize this. That is the way of escape. And he said, yes, the way of escape is Jesus Christ. But how do I navigate through my trouble with Jesus Christ by my side? And David is telling us here. He said, the first thing you are going to do in those challenging and trying times of your life is to do what? Sing unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. He says, sing unto the Lord. Why is singing so important to God? Because David realized that God actually demands singing. And he saw that when he sang, there is always a turnaround in his situation. So he said, sing unto the Lord. Let somebody say, sing unto the Lord. If God commands you to sing, just sing. Help me tell your neighbor, just sing. He's not asking you about how you are feeling. God is not asking you, oh, how you were betrayed. God is not saying, oh, how they cheated you. Oh, every time I try to take a step forward, I take 5 steps backward. No, he said, in every situation, sing. First, unto the Lord. Hallelujah. When the news that you are not expecting or planned for or wish for shows up in your life, what's the first thing that you do? Sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, sing. In other words, don't consider your feeling. Disregard your emotions at that point. Just obey God. Tell your neighbor, disregard your emotions. Just sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Why is God demanding us to sing? Why is He requiring singing from me? What has singing got to do with what I'm going through? How can just singing bring about a turnaround in my situation? Let's go into the Bible and see how this can be done. These are principles that, as children of God, we need to hold in very high esteem. Hallelujah. Open your Bible to Psalm 100 and we will read verses 1 and 2. Are you there? Psalm 100. What does it say? Come before what? With what? Come before the presence of God. Come before the solution provider. Come before the God that can turn impossibility to possibility. He said, come to Him. This is how you come to Him. You do not come to His presence with crying. Because crying is not access to His presence. In other words, no singing, no access. Let me tell your neighbor. No singing, no access. Some of us sometimes we say, God is not answering me. Check yourself. How? Maybe the door is locked. Because the key to the door is your singing. Praise the Lord. You want God to show up in your situation. The key to the door is singing. It's not complaining. It's not grumbling. It's not murmuring. It's not feeling sorry for yourself and calling yourself names that God did not give to you. I am broke. I am in trouble. I am finished. Everything is just going wrong for me. Something must be wrong with me. Hello? Tell your neighbor, there's nothing wrong with you. I said, there is nothing wrong with you. And some may be thinking, you are saying nothing is wrong with me. But what about this and what about that? What about this one? Hello? There is nothing wrong with you. Hallelujah. There is nothing wrong with God's idea. And if you are God's idea, then there is nothing wrong with you. Praise the Lord. Something is wrong with the devil. That's why he will choose to come and afflict you. He is the one that something is wrong with. Nothing is wrong with us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No singing, no access. And I'm sure there is no one here that you would not want God to help you in your time of need. The Bible says He is a present help in the time of need. He is a present help. You need God's help, get the key. Sing unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to who? To God. Singing spiritual songs. Did you see that? Spiritual songs, hymns and psalms. Not Davido songs. It does not deliver the key to you. Hello, somebody. Not the worldly songs. They cannot deliver. They cannot gain access to the presence of God. The Bible says in Psalm 16 that in his presence there is what? Fullness of joy. And on his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You want pleasures? You want the good things that come from the presence of God? Get the right key. They are not worldly songs. They are spiritual songs. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You want the presence of God? That's the right key. Singing hymns, psalms, and spiritual songs from our hearts unto the Lord. And you will gain his presence. Praise the Lord. You know where his presence is, where the Lord is, where the King is, the Bible says, there is power. Power is made available to turn things around, to silence every voice that is speaking against your progress in life. Amen. And we need to understand this, because sometimes we are the ones that are shooting ourselves in the foot because we do not abide and embrace the principles of how to invite the presence of God. Singing to God is powerful. Hallelujah. Because God himself will show up. In this month, God will show up for you. Amen. I said in this month, God will show up for you. Amen. Invite his presence. Let your heart be filled with songs that will minister unto the Lord. Hallelujah. When we sing, we gain access. Number two, when we sing, we make war. Some of us may not realize that your singing actually puts you in a warship. Praise the Lord. You make war with your song. The reason is because that when you are singing to glorify God, when you are singing to eulogize God, the devil can't stay there because you are not giving honor and glory to the devil. You want to slap him in the face? Sing unto the Lord. You want to let the devil know whose you are and whom you serve? Sing unto the Lord. He knows you are not for him. And he can't mess with you. Hallelujah. He will pack his bag and baggage and get out. It's when we begin to say, hey, Mugbe, oh, ah, hey, ah, now so my life go end like this. Now so thing go be. Wait till I do self. Wait, I will do me. Then we are giving honor and glory to the devil. But regardless of the news you hear, regardless of what lives bring your way and is handed to you and your family, when you begin to sing unto the Lord, spiritual songs. Amen. And you begin to tell God. Sickness come. You say, you are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord. What will be the devil be doing there? He can't take the glory. There is nothing for him to do there. He sent his word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. No, the demons will have to go away. Because that gathering is not unto them. It's unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. So your singing is actually war. And you will defeat the enemy. Praise the Lord. Number three, singing strengthens you for trials. It strengthens you for trials. Praise the Lord. You see, beloved, there is something, if you don't take away anything today, please listen to what the Holy Ghost wants to say to you today. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that happens in your life that God does not know about. Nothing. Let somebody say nothing. Nothing. There is nothing that happens to you or is happening to you or will happen to you in life that God is not already aware of. You know what that means? He knew that you will fall before you fail. Hallelujah. Now you may ask God, why didn't you stop? Since you knew, you could have stopped the devil from attacking me. You have all the power. You knew that he was going to attack me. You knew he was going to afflict me. You knew that news was going to trouble me. Why didn't you stop it? God asked me to tell you. He allowed it because he can handle it. Whatever comes your way, came your way because God can handle it. It is nothing that is beyond his power. It is not beyond his blessing. Hallelujah. And he said, I allowed it because I can use it for my glory. If it will not end in glory, beloved, it will never have come your way. So whatever it is, no matter how bad you think it is, there is a glory. I said there is a glory. At the end of the day, there is a glory. There is a joy that will come at the end of it. Praise the Lord. God is not sleeping. The Bible says, he that keepeth Israel never sleeps nor slumbers. So the devil does not sneak into your life. And God will say, oh, it must have happened when I went to bed. He doesn't go to bed. God has no bed because he doesn't sleep. Amen. Beloved, this ought to gladden your heart. Jesus said, every hair, strand of hair on your head. He said, he knows. When each one drops, can you imagine? Every morning, you comb that your hair and some of it fall off. Amen? And Jesus said, that's number 1,568. Glory. That's what the Bible says. He knows. So if he knows the number of hair on my head, You think he wouldn't know when the enemy came to attack? He knew, but he knew that at the end of the day, I will win if I don't give up. He knows God is not intimidated by our challenges and our trials. He is God. He's the creator of all things, both visible and invisible. He said, I am God. I am he. And there is none other. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So he strengthens you for your trials, knowing who God is. And God always prepares us. Beloved, he does. I've shared the testimony with you before. When my husband and I went for a meeting. I mean, that meeting was so powerful, beloved. It was so powerful. I mean, I came out of there. I was almost like saying, devil, where are you? Because today your head is going to burst. But it was a preparation for the Goliath that was on the way. God needed to strengthen me in the spirit because he knew something was coming. Hallelujah. You see, you need a stability on the inside to be able to withstand the instability on the outside. And it is God's word that strengthens you on the inside. So when trouble shows up, it does not throw you off guard completely. Hallelujah. You quickly return to your joy base. You know, it's like two boxers in the ring. When somebody gives you one blow like this, you first of all see stars. Amen. Your eyes will turn a bit, but you may not fall down. Hello. But your eyes turn. But by the time you get yourself back, you say, let me give him to an uppercut so that his own eyes too can turn. This is what singing does. When you begin to praise God, you begin to say, it prepares you for whatever may show up. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. This was the experience of Paul and Silas. In verse 25, the Bible says, they began to pray and they were singing. And what happened? The Bible said, the chains were loosened. So singing brings deliverance. Hallelujah. Christ was alive in their hearts because of their singing. He was alive in their hearts. So they knew that the situation that they were in is only for a moment before it turns around. Amen. But many a times, any little discomfort like this, we lose our peace, we lose our joy. And you know something that the Bible says? The Bible says that even our strength is in that joy. The joy of the Lord is what? Is our strength. That's where you get strength from. And singing unto the Lord joyfully strengthens you. Is somebody learning something from this? You learn. It has nothing to do with your feelings. You may not feel like it, but you need to sing and praise God. We all need to learn this thing because our flesh always wants to override. And the voice will be telling you, tell it like you feel it. Say what you feel. You'll be pushing you. Do I have relations in this place? It will be pushing you to say something negative, something bad, something that will lock you in or lock the other person. That's what the enemy wants. But when you choose and said, I will be singing. I will just be singing. It's only a question of time. When you continue to sing, the Goliath gets smaller and smaller, and you get bigger and bigger. Hallelujah. And then joy returns to you. You begin to see the possibility of your victory in that situation. But when you are down because of the news you had, because you are looking for a way out, because you don't know how your dreams can be realized, and you are feeling sorry for yourself, and then you are trying to blame this person and blame that person and blame your birth and your wherever where you come from and how things are panned out in your life, you are losing strength. Hello? And the result is you will not be able to see the reality of your triumph in that situation. But if you sing, it strengthens you. Praise the Lord. Number four. Singing is God's design pathway to joy. God himself has bound joy and singing together. Psalm 59 and verse 16. Psalm 59 and verse 16. It says, but I will sing of the power, of thy power. Yeah, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of trouble. He knew, David knew. Through God, I will be delivered from all my troubles. So he said, I will sing of thy power. Praise the Lord. I will sing of thy power. I will sing of thy mercy. When you sing of his mercy, mercy will show up for you. When you sing of his power, power will be released in your favor. That's why that is the wisdom. Sing unto the Lord. Let me tell your neighbor, sing. If you struggle for joy in your life, sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Number five, your singing glorifies God. Your singing glorifies God. Now let's go back to our text in that Psalm 30. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of ease, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. I love that. There was a time that I told you people of God, and I said, look, get a book, get a notebook, and write on it my book of remembrance. Remember, you know, sometimes in certain situations, you need to bring out that book of remembrance. Remembrance meaning you bring to remembrance the things that the Lord has done in your life. It is a powerful tool. Because when things don't really go right at any time, honestly, you will look right, left, center, and you really can't find a way out. Everything is just bleak. Have you experienced that before? It just seems as if all doors are locked against you. You can't even see any good thing. Hallelujah. I was discussing with a couple, and I was talking to the husband. And the husband said, you know, I sat down and, you know, I even tried to, all these 30 years, I looked at her and I was even saying, is this woman not even a liability? She said, I can't see anything she has done.
I said, you lie. That's the devil.
That's the devil. Because when something don't, he just beclouds your judgment that all you can see is negative. You can't even see. I said, it's not possible that this person has never done anything good. I can't find anything good. I said, it's because you are looking at with the eye of the devil. You are not looking with the eye of God. Praise the Lord. And I said, in fact, that is an indictment to you. Because if you never saw anything good in this person, and you went ahead and married somebody that has no good in them, there's something wrong with you. He caught you there. So I said, you can't. Because it means that when your sense of judgment is suspect. And for 30 years, you've been there. And you said there is nothing good. We need to make a liar out of the devil. This is the devil. And that's what the enemy does. You can't see straight. You can't see what is good again. Why? He takes over during that time. In the time of anguish. In the time of anger. It just comes. It takes over. Because those things are his relatives. So he uses them. And block. He blocks you from seeing anything good. You can't see your way out. You get some news that you are not expecting. You can't see your way out. He wants you to quickly accept it. Yeah, that's it. That's the way it's going to be. Just accept it. Accept it. Accept it. And then he blocks every imagination that you could have. But we are the ones allowing him to do that. Until we abide with the principles and you begin to sing, you will see the good things. Praise the Lord. Take a book of remembrance. Write things down. Today, this is what God did in my life. This is what God did. This is what God did. Praise the Lord. I asked the Lord for this. He gave me this. I asked for mercy. I received mercy. Concerning this situation, Lord, I thank you. When you are in any situation of confusion, take your book of remembrance and start remembering how good God has been to you. Amen. It will change your mind about your situation, present situation. Because the same God that did it then is the same God that will do it now. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So the scripture says, give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. What's the holiness of God? God is holy. Why? Because what he says is what he does, and it is also who he is. None of it changes. Praise the Lord. When God tells us, I am a provider. That's who he is, a provider. That's what he does. He provides. And that's what he says. That's what God, that's what made God holy. You will not hear God saying something and doing something different. That's not God. Man can do that. Man can promise you heaven and earth. And break their promises. But what makes God God is his holiness. That what he is what who he what he says and what he does is the same. If God says I'm a healer, then you can trust him for your healing. Praise the Lord. He said, what I say, I do. I'm not a man that I should lie. Neither the Son of Man that I will repent. If I said it, it's good. Praise the Lord. His word is good. So he said, bring that to your remembrance. Bring to remembrance his holiness. that God is holy. God is not like man. If he has promised you this, he said it. That's who he is. He can change himself. He's the unchanging changer. And that's exactly what he does. So you know he's going to do it because he has said it. What he said is what he will do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In verse 5 now, he said, for his anger endureth but a moment. Now this is so important because sometimes, of course, we have missteps and we make mistakes and we sin and, you know, we rebel against God and his word and all that. But God has already made a way of escape for us so that we do not incur his wrath. He said, my mercy is available to you. When you do wrong, you come to me. I will forgive you. And then you start all over again. As if nothing happened before. God is not holding that sin against you. It is the devil. Praise the Lord. May God deliver us from the guilt of our past. In the name of Jesus. Once you have confessed, you've brought it before God, it's all over. God sees you as new. He sees you as you never really committed the sin. But sometimes the devil wants, when something is not going right, 1 + 1 is not adding up in your life, then the devil comes and says, it's because of that thing, no. It's because of that thing you said. Praise the Lord. It's because of how you treated that person. It's not God that brought that to your remembrance. It is the devil that is trying to bring faithless suggestions to you. Is somebody learning something? And what do? You tell devil, get out. Get thee behind me, Satan. I have been forgiven. I have received the mercy of God. So you can't put the guilt on me. The guilt is already on Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. His anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. So his goodness is for a lifetime. The goodness of God is for a lifetime. So it's not as if God is good, from tomorrow he will not be good ever again. That is not God. God is good all the time. For your lifetime, God will be good to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God works in seasons. Glory be to Jesus. One good thing about night is it has an expiry moment. So whatever the night, and night connotes, you know, the time where you cannot see your way through life. When things seem to be confused, and you really cannot work out how you want to get from point A to point B, and you are confused. And then you see that you lack the necessary strength and the wisdom to be afloat of the circumstances that life brings your way. The Bible says, weeping may endure, but he tells us how long. He said, for the night. So sometimes when things don't go right, I just say, devil, never mind. It's a nice season. But guess what? What you don't know is that the morning is coming. Morning always comes after the night. It's not going to change. So no matter the night season that you are, your morning will show up. Amen. For night and day, they don't cease. Once there is night, be sure it will be followed by a joy in the morning. Praise the Lord. That's why when you wake up in the morning, you wake up, you're happy. You greet people. What do you say? You say, good morning. Hey, glory be to Jesus. You say, good morning. Why? Because the night is over. I prophesy to your life, the night that has been giving you sleepless nights is over. Amen. It's over. Amen. It's over. Amen. Your joy has come. The joy of the morning is yours. Rise on your feet and begin to thank the Lord for the joy of the morning. There is joy in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy always comes. There is an expiry date to your night season. I declare this day the expiry date for your night season. I release you into your joy of the morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for it. Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Can I have the choir up here? Begin to thank the Lord. We are going to sing. The Bible says, sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to sing. We're going to be joyful. Spiritual songs from our hearts unto the Lord today. Amen. If you came here with a spirit of heaviness, you are not going back home with it.
Amen.
A garment of praise is put upon you right now by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ, because joy has come this morning. Joy has come this morning. I said, your joy has come this morning. In the name of Jesus. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing all the mercies of the Lord.